Midland Today welcomes letters to the editor at andrew@midlandtoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to a column regarding the Midland Bay Landing Development Corporation Board, published December 20. I feel as if I am not qualified to speak because I am a renter. I came here from Collingwood 12 years ago. I loved Midland because of its unique and historic character. I sailed in this area out of Barrie, Collingwood and Midland for 40 years. My partner was native from Beausoleil First Nation. I live right in the middle of town now and want to walk safely at the waterfront, which seems to be an issue these days. I am also an elder. Because I was so much out there, the water and access mean a lot to me. I no longer have a car, but I do have a house, where I pay taxes, and therefore I hope to have a say, but I feel totally ignored and overrun and angry. What I appreciated and loved about sailing and coming into Midland to spend time, money, eat at restaurants was access to the waterfront. It was a good respite and had everything we needed. We even came to the Festival of Tall Ships way back with the ships from Collingwood. Midland was a bustling port from way back. When I saw the proposal for the design of the project, I was speechless. A paltry, little green postage stamp park? A tiny, little walkway, and the rest condos, hotels? Peddlers, expensive restaurants? Where was the celebration of waterfront and view and peace and respite from a hard day? I am no longer allowed to go to the beaches, no car, no bus, no pass, 1-175, allowed to people from Midland by April 15, because we don't pay taxes. Where do we go to enjoy the summer? Even the Rotary Trail is unsafe because of the homeless staking territory, especially for people like me, old. I can't go and watch the boats and sit on a bench to catch a breeze. Not safe. So, to have that paltry, little path as my relief is maddening. Taxes and tourists be damned. I want a peaceful, safe place to celebrate the natural water and view what this place has had. That's what my desire is for what was here until COVID. This opinion is just for you. But you were bang on. No one is listening to the longtime residents. I read the history of the takeover of Thunder Beach from the farmers and locals after the Second World War. It's happening. E.V. Bryans, Midland.